Sing them over again to me.
Based upon clear instruction from the Lord, the Old Testament character Jacob said to his household, "Let us go up to Bethel." These are the words that are found in Genesis chapter 35, verses 1 through 5, and they're also the sermon topic on this Words of Life program. Our speaker is Brother David Johnson, the minister of the Sellersburg, Indiana Church of Christ. Words of Life is sponsored by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We now worship our Lord with song.
God of our fathers, whose almighty hand lays forth in beauty all the starry band of shining worlds and splendor through the skies, our grateful songs before throne arise. Thy love divine hath led us in the past. In this free land by thee our lot is cast. Be thou our ruler, guardian, guide, and stay. Pestilence, be thy strong arm our ever sure defense. Thy true religion in our hearts increase. Thy bounteous goodness nourish us in peace. Refresh thy toilsome way, lead us from night to never-ending day. Fill all our lives with love and grace divine, and glory, Lord, and praise be ever thine.
Holy Father, we thank you that we can call you Father. We thank you that you are listening to us. We also thank you for the special relationship that you give earthly fathers with their children. Bless this radio broadcast so that we can touch lives and change hearts. Be with each listener and meet individual needs. There are people who are persecuted for the cause of Christ, and we pray for your protection on them. Bless each of those who are in the Ukraine as they are suffering from war, and help us to be ready when Jesus comes for his church. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Brother David Johnson will now present in sermon, Let Us Go Up to Bethel.
It's good to be together again, as we can look into the Word of God, apply it to our own lives, share its truth with others, and live out the Word of God in our lives to His glory. The title for the lesson is, Let Us Go Up to Bethel. And our text is taken from the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, chapter 35, verses 1 through 5. Please listen to the Word of God. Then God said to Jacob, Go up to Bethel and settle there, and build an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau. So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, Get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourselves, and change your clothes. Then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me wherever I go, wherever I have gone. So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had, and the rings in their ears, and Jacob buried them under the oak at Shechem. Then they set out, and the terror of God fell upon the towns all around them, so that no one pursued them. Physical fatherhood is not difficult. What is difficult is spiritual fatherhood. That is to train up, to teach his child, those in his care, to live upright, even godly lives. One of my favorite wise fathers, who often gave godly advice, stated as follows, quote, A father is a creature that is forced to endure childbirth without an anesthetic. A father growls when he feels good and laughs when scared half to death. A father never feels worthy of the worship in a child's eyes. He's never quite the hero his daughter thinks, never quite the man his son believes him to be. And this worries him sometimes. So he works too hard to try to smooth the rough places in the road for those of his own who will follow him. A father gets very angry when the school grades aren't as good as he thinks they should be. So he scolds his son, though he knows it's the teacher's fault. A father gives his daughter away to another man who is not nearly good enough, so he can have grandchildren who are smarter than anybody's. A father makes bets with the insurance companies about who will live the longest. One day he loses, and the bet is paid off to those he leaves behind. End quote. The words of a father named Paul Harvey. Good day. No human father is perfect. All have their shortcomings and flaws. In the scriptures, many fathers are described detailing their attributes and deficiencies. Jacob, the father of 12 sons and one daughter, is a good example of both the attributes and deficiencies of a father. We'll focus more on the attributes since today, in America, is Father's Day. Also, Father's Day is celebrated today in Canada and in the United Kingdom, Great Britain. Father's Day is also observed, you may know, on other dates in the nation of Argentina, in France, in Greece, in India, in Ireland, in Mexico, in Pakistan, in Singapore, in South Africa, and Venezuela. So I certainly wouldn't want to offend all those fathers expecting mostly compliments, not criticisms. Incidentally, in modern-day Israel, remember, Jacob's name was changed to Israel by God. In modern-day Israel, Father's Day, as such, is usually celebrated as part of Family Day. usually celebrated in January, February, in Israel according to their calendar. Let's get to better know Father Jacob, the son of Isaac and grandson of Abraham. Decisive words from God came to Jacob at a dark time in his life. His only daughter, Dinah, had been defiled. Moreover, two of Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, murdered the offender and all the males in his city, then plundered all their wealth. Genesis chapter 34. The story of their dark deeds was soon to spread across the land of the Canaanites and Pezerites, surely bent on retaliation and revenge. So God took the initiative, having promised the protection of Jacob and his family, from whose loins the Messiah was to come. Genesis chapter 28, verses 13 through 15. Consider Genesis chapter 35 and verse 1. Then God said to Jacob, "Go up to Bethel and settle there and build an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau." God knew that Jacob's spiritual life needed renewal. This began with a place, Bethel, which literally means, from the Hebrew language, house of God. Bethel was the place of sacred memories. It was at Bethel that Abraham first staked his claim to the land of Canaan and built his first altar. It was at Bethel that Jacob first met God, first saw the ladder heavenward, first became a truly believing man of God, all at Bethel, the house of God. By application to us, there are some places in our lives that we associate with holy memories, just as there are some places we shun because they haunt us with our sins. For me, one especially sacred place is Turkey Creek, Louisiana in America, where I first really heard the gospel, where I first met a genuine Bible-believing congregation of God's people, where I met my future wife, the daughter of the preacher, where I was baptized, immersed into Christ Jesus, where I was married, where I later returned and served 7 years of ministry. Do you have a Bethel? Jacob went back to Bethel for renewal, for revival. We today all need to go back to Calvary in our minds and hearts to have our faith renewed and our spiritual lives revitalized, remembering what Jesus did for us. Jacob knew, as the father and patriarch of his household, that proper preparation was necessary before they returned to his spiritual roots at Bethel. Genesis chapter 35 and verse 2. So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourselves, and change your clothes." They were going to the house of God, Bethel. Father Jacob knew his wives and children had idols in their possession. Rachel probably still had her father Laban's household gods. Simeon and Levi probably had Canaanite images. They had plundered possessions of idolatrous tokens such as figurines, amulets, or cultic charms were no longer to be tolerated. Jacob commanded they clean house outwardly and inwardly. According to scholars, it had been about 8 to 10 years since their return to the land of Canaan. Plenty of time to collect idolatrous objects and tokens. Rachel's theft of her father's household gods, according to Genesis chapter 31 and verse 19, indicates that paganism, idolatry, was present in Jacob's family. Idols were sometimes kept more as good luck charms than as gods. Some Israelites, even though they worshiped the one true God, had idols in their possession, just as some Christians today keep good luck trinkets. Yet Jacob wanted nothing to distract his household's spiritual focus. Moreover, we today should realize that an idol or foreign god can be anything we put before or between us and God. Idols don't even need to be physical objects. They can be thoughts and affections that we put before God. Some people idolize money, idolize power, idolize prestige, idolize beauty, and the like. Purify yourselves and change your clothes refers to complete consecration before God. In Jacob's day, it was believed that idolatry had a defiling effect, necessitating ritualistic cleaning before one approached the presence of the living God. This purification meant a complete washing of the body, as both a literal and symbolic cleansing of the sin they were to leave behind. The change of clothes signified a new life for the return to the house of God, Bethel. Then Jacob, the family spiritual leader, stated in Genesis chapter 35 and verse 3, which says in part, "I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me wherever I have gone." Patriarchal altars were open air. Presumably, this altar would be used for sacrifices that would constitute the tithe of his possessions to Yahweh. Notice also that Jacob reaffirms God's presence and protection in the past and his faith in God's promises to him into the future. We today as believers also need to reaffirm our faith in the promise of the Lord Jesus in our times of distress by his presence and protection according to his will. Jesus promised in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, which says in part, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Notice that the household of Jacob complied with all he, as their patriarchal father, had commanded them. Surely they did so because they fully respected and loved Jacob. Respect and love needs to be earned and reciprocated. Genesis chapter 35 and verse 4. "So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had, and the rings in their ears, and Jacob buried them under the oak at Shechem." Evidently, all of Jacob's household chose consecration of the heart unto the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why rings or earrings? According to scholars, in Jacob's day, rings in their ears were not just jewelry, which in itself is not evil, but for many rings in their ears were as good luck charms because it was believed that they warded off evil spirits. So the idea was that they had to cleanse themselves from all pagan influences. Archaeological excavations in Palestine have unearthed crescent-shaped earrings that are believed to represent the moon and so homage to the moon god. It is curious why Jacob buried rather than burned, as in destroyed, these pagan tokens. One theory is that Jacob buried them under a sacred place, the oak at Shechem, because possibly it was the same great tree at Shechem that Abraham by faith traveled to, according to Genesis chapter 12 and verse 6. Obviously, God was well pleased with Father Jacob and his household in their total consecration to him, a fine example to all of us. Genesis chapter 35 and verse 5. "Then they set out And the terror of God fell upon the towns all around them, so that no one pursued them. Consider this illustration. At the funeral of Ronald Reagan, past president of the United States, his son, Michael, described the greatest gift a child can receive. Quote, "When he closed his eyes, that's when I really realized the gift that he gave to me. The gift that he was going to be with his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He had, back in 1988, told me about his love of God, his love of Christ as his Savior. I can't think of a better gift for a father to give a son or daughter. I know where my father is this very moment, that he is in heaven. I can only promise my father this, Dad, when I die, I will go to heaven too. With Jesus as our Savior, we will dance with the heavenly host of angels before the presence of God." End quote. As fathers, as Christians, the very best gift we can give another is our personal testimony in Jesus Christ. And God surely will be well pleased with us.
shall be nearer, my God, to thee. Nearer, my God, to thee. Nearer to
We pray that you are a Christian. If you're not yet a Christian, please understand that to become a Christian, you must first believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior, the Son of God. We are also shown in the Bible that people who came to Jesus and believed in Him, repented of their sins, confessed Jesus as Savior, and were baptized by immersion in water. If we can help you in your understanding, or if you have questions, please write to us. You may have a free CD of this and next week's program by asking for broadcast number 2225, that's 2225, we want to hear from you. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.
Sing them over.